WeWork, the troubled office space company, could announce huge layoffs as early as this week. According to sources familiar with the matter, WeWork is planning to lay off about 4,000 employees. That's about a third of its workforce. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so we've been reporting on how dire things have been for WeWork for a long time, ever since it scrapped its IPO in September. Remind us how this company really went from being one of the most anticipated IPOs this year to laying off 4,000 of its 12,000 plus workers, I mean, in just a few months.
Yeah, we have to wind the clock back a little bit. We have a serial entrepreneur from Israel named Adam Neumann. He started the co-working space back in 2010. And, you know, it didn't really see itself as a real estate or a rental company. It saw itself as a tech company. It would ride the wave of young business owners and innovators. They would all want community and kombucha, whatever else you need. It was growing quickly, but really things got supercharged in 2017. The company snagged a more than $4 billion investment from a Japanese executive called Masayoshi San, or Masa. He runs the SoftBank Vision Fund. And that really was like sort of the beginning of the hyper growth period. And frankly, at the beginning of the year, WeWork was about to go public. They thought a $47 billion valuation. Everyone got the IPO document and said, this company doesn't make any money. There's no clear path to a profit. We're going to maybe not do this. And they scrapped the IPO.
You mentioned Adam Neumann. He's the founder and former CEO. He is walking away with an exit package of $1 billion. He'll also be an advisor for the company. A lot of employees understandably angry about the layoffs and this payout. What happens next for WeWork?
You know, I don't make any judgment here about what this guy, who he is. I just will say that there are many people who've been watching this company saying this dude was pulling money out of the company at a really astounding rate. So now, with the company's valuation change, SoftBank has committed even more money, many more billions, to bail the company out. This is probably a face-saving, not a money-making move. And you know what happens now? Corporate America, they say, oh, this is the right sizing of the business, which means layoffs, outsourcing of cleaning and facilities jobs, shuttering unprofitable other businesses. And frankly, the workers take it on the chin. Workers at the company have formed a new group. It's called the We Workers Coalition, and they are trying to get severance packages for those who are getting booted out the door.
Yeah, looking at the larger picture, I'm wondering if this is a wake-up call for other startups out there. Some startups reportedly have begun hoarding cash. Tell us why.
Well, I mean, you can't look at this WeWork story and not understand that valuation is not the same thing as profitability. Valuations rise and fall based on animal spirits, not fundamentals. And so what companies are doing now is they're focusing on profitability versus growth at any cost. They are raising capital not for expansion, to beef up those cash holdings just in case. It's almost like a nice emergency reserve fund.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.